Which is the lower box there and find its spiritual body. But now everybody has come up to Shiloh, pretty much in the center of the land. Shiloh became a permanent place for the tabernacle until the temple was built in Jerusalem. Last week we learned that Judah, Ephraim, ran the half tribe of Manasseh and identified their portions. Judah saw for what later would be known as Jerusalem. Ephraim, north of Jerusalem, and Manasseh, north of Ephraim, extending all the way to the Beth Lehem, including all of Carmel, where Elijah called down fire to contest the priests of Baal. Now Joshua challenges the 7.5 tribes. Why don't you all have to take possession of the land? We don't know exactly why they have asked for their portions. Complacency. The old-fashioned laziness. And then I say, the old-fashioned sin. We don't really know why, but then, why do I just want to sit around doing anything in the world except writing a book? Then why do any of us not do what we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do it? So, Joshua says, change the three from each tribe to explore the land, go to the north, divide into the portions, write a description, and it back to them. The land is filled with earth. This variation in geography predicts what you will do when you get to land. Some land is very good for growing grain, or making olives, or making terraces to grow grapes. Some of the land is dry and rocky, and suitable for grazing on the goats and sheep. And some people really like the desert, not me. Some of it's more desirable than other land, but all of it is the land which God gave to his people. The areas for the tribes were determined by lot. This way God was deciding who went where, and not Joshua. Can you imagine the controversy that would arise if people thought Joshua was playing favorites? We have a phrase in English for our modern life. Some of us have more money, or more education, or more property, or better car, than others. All of us have a whole lot more than our brothers and sisters in Nigeria, for example, or Ghana, or North Korea. If these believers can sing together with us, whatever we're wrong, now this talk you'll say is wrong with our soul. A few weeks ago, Ben Goldsmith preached on the story of Mary and Martha. I highly recommend that you look it up on the church website. When Jesus said, Mary has chosen the good portion, he is the one that is used here in Joshua for the portions of land. Each Israelite family could get up in the morning, look out over their land, and know they were part of God's chosen people. The land was God's inheritance for the people. God also described the people as his inheritance. The Levites would get no portion of the land because God himself was their inheritance. So when Jesus told Martha that Mary had chosen the good part or the good portion, he was talking about our inheritance in him. In Ephesians, Paul prayed that we might understand the exceeding great riches of our inheritance in Christ. Benjamin was given a long, narrow strip of land going east and west between Ephraim to the north and Judah to the south. It included the city of the Jebusites, which David would later conquer and make the capital of his kingdom, Jerusalem. It also included Jericho, and the entrance road from Jerusalem down to Jericho, but centuries later, a traveler would be attacked and the Samaritan would take care of him. Singing. Centuries earlier, Jacob prophesied over his sons, Seja possível que o livro se chame O Meu Coração. Me vai com isso, mas tem que ser um pouco mais. Eu já tenho recebido toda a história de Jardim de Chagão, por abrir com os circunstantes, e a gente que já fez, e a gente já passou a dar. Se minha esposa não se igual ao filho de Deus, é de provavelmente espírita com pelo amor de coisa clara. Não sei se o Senhor é filho ou abusivo, ou ele é muito igual, é se der os filhos de recursos onde os filhos são. Se o Senhor é preciso não for o mestre do Bíblio, ele foi um dos filhos de um homem pedido, this is not Nazareth today. And this is what it really looks like. The town was in a portion between Benjamin on the east and the Mediterranean Sea on the west, between Judah to the south and Ephraim to the north. And of course, we included Joppa, Joppa, and south of Tel Aviv. But later, Judah was moved from the north by taking it to Tarshish. And where later Peter, staying in the house of Simon the Tanner, saw the sheep and animals being lowered down from heaven, teaching him that all animals were created in God's sight and were okay to preach to the Gentiles. Samson was crucified as a man and had many large interactions with the Philistines in the neighboring land of Judah. Joshua adds that the Danites had difficulty taking their land. Joshua was his portion to be. Since Joshua was of the tribe of Ephraim, he went to the town of Timnath-Serah and conquered it. This was a portion of land of which the Ephraimites had complained. The Canaanites have chariots and we can't conquer it. Joshua told them that he was strong and courageous and had conquered the land. And obviously, that he himself was doing what the commanded of the people. The mark of a true leader. That if they had no old age, he died and was buried. Chapter 20 changes the topic to the cities of refuge. The cities of refuge have been created by the Lord twice in the book of Numbers. Now, murder has been a problem ever since it came to illegal. Murder and violence have become so widespread by the time of Noah. But God decided to cleanse the earth from it. And after the flood, God said, if a man shall flood by the lands and his blood be shed, instituted what we now call the death penalty. What about accidental deaths? God's solution was to institute the cities of refuge, where a man who fled would accidentally kill somebody. There were six of them, three on either side of the Jordan, but all of them within about a day's journey from some point in Israel. Everybody in Israel was a day's journey from the city of refuge. So he was between there, presented his case to the owners of the city at the city gates. If the owners determined that the death was accidental or unintentional, the person was treated in that city. In a sense, this was a kind of incarceration. He was not allowed to leave the city because the Avenger of Love could be working nearby. He was suspended in the city until the death of the current high priest. As for the high priest, we have a high priest. We may not have committed murder, but unfortunately, Jesus upped the ante on murder to anyone who's angry with a brother or sister. And he also redefined a whole bunch of other sins as a matter of heart motive. There's another page. And the first page, maybe that's not. And Joshua said not to say in the city of Israel, only if he was innocent. But we are not. Yet, Jesus is our city of refuge. He's a rock that is full of power. He sees grace and trouble. And he is the great high priest who we have found fulfilling our sins. and firm foundation in the hands of the Lord, which will make you faith in the hands of the Lord. What more can he say than to you, he will say? Can he to you, who hold refuge to Jesus and God? We hold that Jesus has made from the foes, I will not forgive to his foes. That soul will all hell should endeavor to shake, oh, never, no, never, no, never to shake.